What's the biggest risk you've ever taken?
Maybe going to law school.
So you went to law school where?
At the University of Wyoming. And I'd love to tell people that I was the prettiest and smartest girl in law school, because at that time, that was in 1964, I was the only woman in law school. My father tried to discourage me from going to law school.
Why?
He said, first of all, you'll have to be twice as good as the male students, but that won't be hard. And he said, secondly, he said, if you get a law degree and have good grades and whatever, and you go into a law firm, you'll be delegated to make coffee and do the typing and do the filing. And the third reason was, he said, for God's sakes, don't go to law school, because you'll fall in love with a lawyer and you'll marry a lawyer. And I can't imagine anything worse than marrying a lawyer. And like I said, he was a lawyer. So, but I went despite that. Interestingly enough, when I graduated from law school 50 years ago, the federal government was on a hunt for women lawyers. And all these big governmental bureaucracies, mm-hmm. as well as corporations, were recruiting women. And I don't say funny enough, some of my fellow students didn't think it was fair. They were 1, 2, and 3 in their class, and I was not that high in the class. But I got an interview with everybody that came to the University of Wyoming and looking for young lawyers because of my gender.
Because of your gender.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And looking back on it, yeah, it was okay.
That's very progressive for 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Who are or were your role models or mentors?
The reason I went to law school is that I admired my dad so much, and all of his good friends seemed to be lawyers, and looked around the little community of Newcastle, Wyoming, where I was raised, and the leaders of the little community, the mayor, the two doctors, but it seemed like all the leaders in the community were lawyers, and people looked up to them, and it was when it used to be, it was a public service. It wasn't how much money you could make or whatever, mm-hmm. like the chairman of the school board or on the hospital board or whatever. And I just always thought that that would be a great thing to do.
And he became a judge.
Yes.
Before you retired, that's the robe you would wear, right, in
yes.
court? It's your father's robe.
Yes.
So nice.
Father was not alive when I was became a judge, but I did wear the robe that he had worn since 1956 when he was appointed judge. And needless to say, it was a little ratty, but of course I sat up on the bench and people didn't see me in my ratty robe or my Converse tennis shoes, so it didn't make any difference.